It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Here we go, hour number two of the Drive underway. The Top 4 at 4 brought to you this afternoon by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the Drive. Visit them online at cnbtn.com. Bear?
Thank you, Russ. Number one, Tennessee's men's basketball program has paused all team activities following multiple positive COVID-19 test results, including one from head coach Rick Barnes. The positive tests for us were conducted Sunday afternoon, and the entire program is getting retested today. In the meantime, Tennessee was scheduled to start the season on Wednesday night against Charlotte in the Volunteer Classic and to play VCU on Friday as part of the same event. That has been canceled. The Volunteers lost one of four teams in Jimmy V Classic and were set to face number one Gonzaga on December 2nd in Indianapolis. Very much up in the air at this time.
Yeah, it's just, first of all, let's all keep Coach Barnes in our thoughts and prayers this afternoon. I mean, I do find it a little bit, we have not heard anything other than he tested positive. And remember, Coach Fulmer came out and immediately said, I'm asymptomatic and feeling fine. And we've not heard anything from Coach Barnes like that. Now, that doesn't mean that he's feeling ill, but obviously, we hope he's recovering quickly and speedy. Now, there have been a lot of guys. I was going over the, like, Izzo's had it. Boeheim's had it. A number of other guys have already tested positive, older basketball coaches. So, hopefully, Rick Barnes pulls through just fine. But this is – we got a long way to go. And if we – it sucks if we don't get to play Gonzaga. It'll suck if we don't get to play some of these big non-conference games that we had scheduled. But as long as we can get some semblance of a conference season completed and get to an NCAA tournament with our roster intact, that's the best we can hope for this year.
Well, I'm talking with somebody right now, Bear, okay, and Russ, and they say, you know, since Gonzaga is 10 days after the positive test, which is the first time you can resume activity, pretty much, and then contact tracing will wipe out the players for 14 days.
Yeah, you just have to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I don't think Tennessee playing Gonzaga or Notre Dame next week. I don't think they're back on the court until next Tuesday or Wednesday at the earliest.
See, Bear, now you got Trey saying Gonzaga too. Come on, man.
That's what it is. The mighty Zogs of Gonzaga. Number two.
Gonzaga.
The Tennessee Volunteers football team went down to the Plains on Saturday night and went down in flames shortly thereafter, losing 30-17 to the Auburn Tigers.
By the way, my prediction, the five things I wanted to see Friday, 31-17. Only 1 point off. Not my style to pat myself on the back and say I told you so. Just wanted to point that out.
Second time you pointed that out and also pointed out
really?
That you didn't want to. Yeah, you did it on Saturday night at VR.
That's not like me.
So.
I'll go through the five things I wanted to see after the top five here in about an hour, Bear.
I'm waiting breathlessly with anticipation, Russell. Jared Garantano finished the game 15-23, 156 yards, no touchdowns. He had one rushing, one interception for an overall QBR rating of 45.6. On the bright side, Eric Gray had a career night, 22 carries, 173 yards, one touchdown, and also was our leading receiver with three catches for 49 yards. So.
We are wasting.
Yeah.
A terrific offensive line and two really good backs. Not great backs, but really good, solid college running backs with just sheer buffoonery filtering down from our head coaching position. Hashtag analysis. Continue.
That's it. Number three, my Titans.
You coward.
Russell.
You fraud.
You fake.
30-24. That was the best game of the weekend I watched, football-wise. All kidding aside.
You didn't even watch it.
You're a liar.
You didn't even watch it. You just said you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen the play with Henry.
Like, so you turned out in the middle of the second half? you walked away in the fourth quarter and then came back? Like, I don't understand how that's possible.
Maybe it was
that
just
play
the
didn't happen in the fourth quarter.
It happened in the fourth quarter. It was the third or fourth quarter. It was the second half.
It was the third quarter.
So you just didn't watch the third quarter?
No, I was in my car coming
pretty
home
sure that was the fourth quarter.
From work.
Because they were going left to right on the TV, which is the end we scored the – or no, we – okay, it was the third quarter, but –
You're getting way too bogged down in this. It was an old school Titan.
I'm just catching you in a lie.
This man was literally bashing the Titans 3 days ago.
You're a fake, you're a phony, and a fraud. Nobody's buying it, you coward.
You –
Congratulations to your Washington football team for a big win yesterday over the Bungles. That's what you get.
Had destroyed Burrow's knee, too, in the process.
Number three. No. That would be number four. Joe Burrow got an update on his injury out of the game yesterday. He has torn his ACL, his MCL, plus more unspecified knee damage. I have to keep your fingers crossed that he doesn't have the nerve damage. They're referring to it as other structural issues. I would say probably some torn cartilage. His knee got detonated.
Hope he has a speedy recovery.
They're saying that knee injuries of this nature usually sideline players anywhere from 9 to 12 months. So I would imagine he's going to see Dr. Andrews at some point in the next 2 days. In Cincinnati, man, come on now. If it ends up cheating us out of getting a watch, you know, once in a generational talent, because those morons up there couldn't put together an offensive line for this poor kid. I mean, why even play him this year? I mean, just send some bum out there to get killed until you get an offensive line to protect your franchise. Makes no sense, Russ. No sense at all.
Kind of like your position on Hugh Freeze, the Tennessee Titans, and just about everything else. I'm not happy with you today, Bear. You're flip-flopping more than one of these clowns up in Washington. You're flip-flopping like that fish at the end of the video for Epic by Faith No More. It's an outrage.
It's a great song. Well, I don't really flip-flop. All I said was it was a throwback game. I may have said my type.
You can't even get through it with a straight face.
Your idiot intern,
and
that old crank, Titans Bill, I dare him to call in here after he bad-mouthed his own
You
team.
Rip him so much, you've ran off all our good callers.
Exactly.
Me and him, I made up with Titans Bill. I'm feuding with Roger right now.
Is he feeling better? Is he recovering?
I don't know. I'm gonna try and get in touch with him after the show, and I'll text you guys and let you know.
All right, there you have it. The top four at four, brought to you by Citizens National Bank. The newest way to save money is also the easiest way to save money. Get access to thousands of discounts on shopping, dining, entertainment, and travel. It's a powerful new way to save money with roadside assistance, cell phone protection, identity theft protection, and credit monitoring. Enjoy these benefits with a checking account from Citizens National Bank. Find out more at cnbtn.com. Citizens National Bank. Back to the phones we go. Overreaction Monday, presented by the Phone Exchange, continues. T-Carp is next. Hello, T-Carp.
Hey, guys. Well, we almost jacked around and won a game, didn't we? What did I say on that Periscope thing? I thought I had a feeling we were going to win. We were going to do good. And that would have wrecked everything. So JG did JG things. And all we got to do is lose to Vandy. So, I mean, we're on track. I don't know why everybody's so down. We're on track to get this guy fired and to get free.
COVID could prevent the Vanderbilt game from ever getting played, T-Carp. That's a realistic possibility.
COVID is going to really
– COVID could save Jeremy Pruitt's coaching career.
It really could. It absolutely could. And that, I don't understand it. But, so is it one of those things to where, and Trey can probably answer this better, that that's the game. That's the make or break game. Because I know I've heard in the past that if he loses that game, it's over. It's just over for him. The powers that be will check that box and like go get whoever they're going to go get. Hopefully Freeze. But can we please? Can we just say that after the Auburn game, that coaching malpractice game? Can we just do it, or can they not? Does it have to be the Vanderbilt loss?
To what?
I mean, it would have to be a Vanderbilt loss, and then basically they'd have to lose out to where I would think it was, you know, more than just a slim long shot and him not coming back.
Isn't it kind of a given, though, if they lose to Vanderbilt? I know that you got to show up and play, but Florida's going to be playing for their SEC championship shot. Appearance, and then
the playoff
is going to be playing for a college football playoff appearance. Both of them are actually. So
Both be playing.
I agree with you. It's a given. If you lose to Vandy, you lose every. I just don't see how you beat Texas A&M and Florida. I don't see that possible. And I just honestly, I just don't see how this offense is really any good. I mean, I know we've got. The running backs did well, but it's funny to me how we have this stat of JG threw for 156 yards, but we don't count in the 100-yard interception. So I want to minus that so he threw for 56 yards.
Good point. You know, we subtract sack yardage from a quarterback's rushing total. Why don't they subtract interception yardage from his passing total?
Because how many interception return yards does this guy have?
Oh, he'd be averaging like 24 yards passing a game.
I mean, I know in the past 3 or 4 games, what he's had a return fumble for a touchdown against Georgia, 2 interceptions for touchdown against Kentucky, and a 100-yard interception return against Auburn. So he's responsible.
Yards.
So he's responsible for 6 times 4. Whatever that is.
24.
Not good math on the fly. Leave
Jesus
me alone.
God Almighty.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What was it, Bear?
24, T-Cart.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Hold on. Let me break out my calculator here. Yeah, he's right. Go ahead.
Leave me alone. So it was personally responsible for 24 points for the other team. Has he scored 24 points in – Has he been responsible for 24 points in the last 4 games that we've played?
I don't think so.
No.
Ugh.
I mean, we've been outscored like 300-6 in the second half of this year, whatever the hell that crazy stat is.
It's anyway. 108-14.
Ugh. And then Corona's going to take away the basketball team from us. Help me be happy. Help me. I just need to start drinking terrapin beer. Is that right? The Moohoos. Find happiness in the Moohoos.
Sure. Find your happiness, T-Carp. We all got to do what we all got to do, man. We appreciate it. Appreciate your
no
phone
problem.
Call. Thank you, bud.
Sounds like a Dos Equis commercial.
Terrapin.
What a
terrapin commercial.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, terrapin commercial.
Yes, Bear.
So we're going to play in the bowl game. You know they've got us. You know they've got us slotted to play Marshall in the Birmingham Bowl.
Oh God! Yeah, let's go get our brains beat out by the blundering turd in Birmingham. That sounds like a great time.
Let's go back home.
Late December, about 17 degrees. Isn't that the game where that Florida player pooped his pants a couple of years ago?
Yes.
That's the only memorable thing that's ever happened in the Birmingham Bowl.
You get to play at Legion Field again.
You don't remember that, Drew? A guy from Florida was running around out there. Like, I guess he had, I don't know, some bad chili or something the day before. He pooped his pants. You know, like a big brown spot on the.
Was that when Muschamp was there?
I think so.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
That was awful.
Quick timeout. We'll talk to Jamie Galileo, the coach killer. Coming up next, it was a close call for Jamie and the Legions of the Miserable, as T-Carp said. I mean, it was a near miss Saturday night down there on the Plains. Close one. Vols almost screwed around and beat the Tigers in Auburn. What a shame that would have been. Stay with us. The Drive rages on at Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. Are you in?
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Portions of our show today brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Schedule your smile consultation online today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Let's go back to the phones, and Jamie is up next. Hello, Jamie.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hello, hello.
Bear, I heard you say you didn't appreciate the blasphemous, but, man, you lit up the blasphemy on the voluntary reaction the other day. I haven't heard that many GDs in quite a minute.
Oh,
that's in my book. You know, some artists work in oils, others in clay. I work in profanity when I'm not, you know, constrained by the FCC. But
very
to
offensive.
Me, that's different than. I don't know. It makes the back of my neck itch. Like, I wait. What is, Jamie, when you start, when D.R. Baltimore, he loves doing that scripture stuff, but it makes the back of my neck itch, and I'm waiting for an inch-thick yardstick to crash down on the back of my head from a nun for being blasphemous. It's just, that's just the feeling I get from it. You know? Makes me nervous.
Yeah.
That on top of it, the guy's a fraud when it comes to that stuff. Hell of a football coach, I'll give you guys that.
You don't know that. We don't know that he's a fraud.
Yeah, hold up now.
I think he's a real believer. He's a sinner. He's fallen. He's not perfect. He's got problems just like the rest of us.
I'm with Russ on that.
He's Dabo Light. He's Dabo Light. That's what he is.
Wouldn't that suck to have Dabo Swinney? Yeah, that would be awful, man.
Yeah, that would suck. Or guy, my his name slips my mind, the guy that was at Florida State for 100 years.
Bobby Bowden, yeah, he was a real failure.
That whole school, that's a couple like football, Florida State, God bless you, son. Here's $50,000.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Jamie. I don't want any part of that, man.
I have no problem with any of that.
I'm just saying, I'll take it too. But it's just oily to me. Because I'm sorry, I'm a cynic. I don't buy it. Actions speak louder than
words.
Who
cares? Like he's not trying to preach to you, dude. You don't have to go to Sunday school with him.
You guys watch televangelists?
No,
that's the vibe he gives off.
I don't care. He wins football games, Bear. That's all that matters.
Bear, did you feel oily when Philip Fulmer was holding up the crystal football after the Aaron Hayden sat down at Shoney's?
No, but he didn't do the Jimmy Swaggart routine every time he turned on TV.
This is why we can't have nice things. We don't want it enough.
I'm a sinner.
We don't want it.
I'm sorry.
We don't want it, Jamie. We don't take it as seriously as they do at Alabama and Clemson and other places.
No.
We're just not committed.
Every single successful coach out there, Bear, they play in the gray area. So, but you know,
I realize that. I'm all about it.
Clearly not.
No, you're not.
Kiffin back here in a heartbeat. I'd love to have Lane Kiffin back, and he's got the morals of an alley cat.
Are there any more conflicting positions you can take in one phone call right now? Like, how many sides of a mouth do you actually have?
It's not a side. Lane Kiffin never pretends like he's anything other than what he is. He'll go out quoting Bible scripture and, you know, all that crap that freeze pumps out.
Actually, that's not true. That's not true. Lane Kiffin has spoke openly about getting more involved with his faith when he went to Florida Atlantic. No, he doesn't. He's not as outspoken about it as others.
He's saying that because he's wanting to get jobs.
I don't understand it.
I'm completely cynical about that.
Have you been, has Geraldo over at Vol Nugs been getting in your ear again? What's going on, dude? You're not making any sense right now.
He says one of the guys over there said the Birmingham Bowl can get lit. He says it's a wild scene down there for the Birmingham.
This is
Bowl.
Where you get your opinions. Yeah. This is your gatekeeper.
Oh my God.
Hey Bear, I'm going to get everybody off of you for a second. I'm going to get on to Russ.
Okay.
Russ, during the voluntary action, I think you've been beaten up, man. You were hollering. You wouldn't care to see T. Martin take over? Are you kidding? Yeah, I mean, so it's the whole can't do any worse instead of actually looking for a competitive coach. T. Martin would have us back in the same, you know, we'd end up hating that guy in 2.5 years. He's not ready to be no head coach.
Well, I mean, we've talked about that very thing before, and I think that would be the major drawback. No, I mean, it'd be a huge gamble for sure, but – I mean, you're right. I have been beaten up, man. Like, I'm dead inside. My fan, they've finally killed my fan soul.
I feel you.
Right now.
I feel you.
Russ, and I need Hugh Freeze to resurrect it.
I know at the end of the day, you're trying to make a point when you say T. Martin, and I understand that. But, I mean, the coaches that you pass all the way down to T. Martin, like, you know, as Jeker would say, I'd rather have George Quarles than T. Martin.
I 100% think that T. Martin would do better than Jeremy Pruitt. And I don't know he could handle the day-to-day management of a program. He's never done it before, just like Pruitt. And I don't know that he would be a sideline master on game day or anything like that. But I think one of the major problems that Jeremy Pruitt has is his personality is so off-putting that his guys don't get fired up, which is – I mean, that's just like you have to have your team – geeked on Saturday, ready to go play, and our guys are never fired up. Our guys are always, and I think T would fix that. But I'm not that would not be my first choice, obviously.
I feel you. I know you're making a point, guys. Let me move on to my last point for the day. You know what, Russ? I gave you this, you know, the scenario, and you know, about me taking a set. Separating from the program, going to keep the same Netflix accounts. But I tell you what, we've been separated now for a couple of weeks. I haven't started seeing other programs yet. But I tell you what, things aren't looking too good for me and, you know, the University of Tennessee. The fact that they haven't kicked, you know, their bad habit to the curb yet. You know, the fact that Hugh Freeze he's really – the thinly veiled, I'm ready to come to Tennessee and be their head coach, couldn't be any more blatant and obvious about what he's trying to do. But I just can't understand why, you know, I don't want to be I don't like to be associated with a program that just doesn't care about winning. You know, I argue with these people all the time on Facebook about you just if we're not winning championships every year, it's not about championships, guys. It's about being relevant and looking coached, and that's something we're not. Like you brought up just now, Russ, we don't look like we're ready to play on Saturdays. Our team's not over there jumping around slapping each other in the face mask, and that just, you know, that's football. And I'm tired of being embarrassed. I'm tired of setting new all-time futility records. Who knew at the end of that game that I'll raise my hand, I didn't know at the end of that game that we had just set an all-time program record for 5 straight with double-digit losses. But I'm not surprised. When you keep an idiot around for as long as we're going to do with this guy. But I'll just tell you this. If they end up firing Pruitt and go out and get any other coach, if they pass over Hugh Freeze and go get any other coach, you can forget it from me. Because I don't even care if the next guy ends up being successful. I don't want to be associated with a program who looks a Ferrari in the mouth and goes after a Mustang GT. I don't understand it. I don't want to be associated with it. I think I've given enough through the Dooley and Butch eras. Give me the winner. Give me the guy that's beaten Saban twice. Give me the guy that can get Liberty in the top 25, or get me the hell out of here and you can have Netflix. Y'all hang in there.
Guys, it sounds like Jamie Galileo he's made his eHarmony fan profile. He's scrolling through Tinder. He's looking around. He hasn't made any dates yet, but it doesn't sound like he's got open lines of communication with the ex or with
He hasn't started. He hasn't started winking at other profiles yet, or liking them, or sliding into the DMs.
He's thinking about it.
Right.
He's thinking about it.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
We know.
Sure you don't. 865.
Amy.
546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me hotline.
Jamie. It's his motto. I'll fire him before I hire him.
What do you think? Jamie, you know, he's always – in Jamie's chess match, he's always 6-7 moves ahead. What do you think – he's been pretty vocal about wanting Hugh Freeze – what is his plan to fire Hugh Freeze if we hire him? Because you know he's thinking about it, right? Like, how can he?
He's already, I don't know. He's probably already he probably already knows something that if the rest of us knew it, we might all be like, hey, man, maybe pump the brakes a little bit on hiring this guy. Not Jamie. He's just going to file it away in case the off chance it doesn't work, and then he can get in early. We won't know until after the hire's made and Freeze is like slipped up or something. And then Jamie will hit us with it on the following overreaction.
I mean, us mere mortals who like to craft the proverbial hot take will try and figure out new angles to approach on Hugh Freeze and things like that. And thoughts that maybe you haven't heard before, which is harder the longer we go into this. Jamie's already well past that. He's down the road trying to figure out how he's going to call for this dude's head after he gets fired and loses a game or two.
Yeah. It's the beauty of Jamie.
That's real hot takery.
Chess, not checkers.
Yep. Jamie's gambit.
Yeah, he's a different way of looking at things, that's for sure.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up.
The drive.
We appreciate the phone exchange sponsoring Overreaction Monday. Once again, on The Drive, you could check them out on top of Bearden Hill, Kingston Pike in Knoxville. They'll pay you top dollar for your old phones or tablets. Take it up there. Tell them Fan Run sent you, and they'll take great care of you at the phone exchange. Let's get Travis in here next of the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Travis.
Hey, how you war daddies doing today?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. Hey, I got a question for you. If this Vanderbilt game gets canceled from or moved, do you think there's a chance they play it last game of the year?
I guess so, but they keep...
I mean, barring our bowl game, yeah.
I mean, who's to say the Florida game gets played? Like, the way the whole thing seems to be kind of, I won't say falling apart, but just they're having to piecemeal everything together right now.
Well, you know, if you're in my camp over here, that might not be a bad thing to play Vanderbilt last. You know, give you Texas A&M and Florida, give you two more losses to pile on before you go in there and play them. Think it'll take some more wind out of their sail.
Wow, Travis the Negaval always wanted to see a silver lining.
Man, I just want rid of this guy. And I just want whatever it takes to get rid of him. But, hey, another question for you real quick. Are they going to refund everybody's tickets for basketball game this week? Or their money?
Well, that's what they said, that they're going to make those determinations after the season. So, my takeaway is, they're probably, like, if they don't have the game, I can't imagine that they wouldn't pay you your money back. But they're going to try and work it in as well. So, we'll see.
So, they're going to keep it in the bank, draw a little interest off of it the next however many months.
I guess so, Travis. Is that fair, gentlemen? Should UT just immediately send refunds for this game?
No.
Absolutely.
Always agreement on the draft.
What do you mean? Why would they not send a refund?
Because they might play the game.
Well, also they could figure out a time where maybe later on down the road they comp a ticket to like USC Upstate or something like that, where they make it just like concerts do. If concerts or something like that, or
yeah, they give you some options.
Say,
like, yeah,
right,
you might
they'll say, hey, you can go to the next date that we're going to be performing on, or you can get a refund, whatever.
So, we'll give you a refund, or we'll give you a ticket to this game, whatever.
Right.
Well, I'm sure, I just figured, you know, them in the money pants, they'll try to hold as many of them. You know, this happens two or three times throughout the year. You can throw it in your pile and draw a little interest off of it. That might help them make former's retention bonus. Y'all have a good one.
Well, the key word is canceled, not postponed.
Yeah.
When you say canceled, that means you have to do refund or offer them something different. If you say postponed, that means that the event has the right to hold your money until they reschedule it, pretty much.
Willie is next. Hello, Willie.
Well, they just play that thing up at that basketball court outside behind those dorms up there. I mean, those frat houses up there.
You want them to play the game outdoors on a hard blacktop with no coaches?
Wouldn't spread the virus as much. Barnes and his bunch can go up there and watch it.
We get Rick Barnes one of those bubbles, like the boy in the bubble, and he can just coach on the sideline in a bubble suit.
Hey, all kidding aside, you know, Hoggy may have really done us a favor about 3 years ago. May have done us a real big favor when he refused to let Humpty Dumpty there hire Hugh Freeze as his offense coordinator. Because if he'd have come up here as his offense coordinator, we'd have done pretty damn good, and we'd have thought we had a real football coach. And then Hugh Freeze go somewhere else as a head coach. So he'd be gone, and we'd be stuck with this clown for another 3 or 4 years. So Hoggy, in his own stupid sort of way, may have really helped us out.
You can't call him Hoggy, Willie. Come on, apologize for that.
Okay, about Hoghead.
Willie?
But do you agree with me?
No.
What?
Oh,
why
yeah,
not?
Now we can get
Hugh Freeze in as our head coach instead of him coming
but if
up.
He, but if Fulmer wasn't going to let Pruitt hire him as an offensive coordinator, why is Fulmer going to turn around and hire him as a head coach?
Because if he's got him, he's going to get
too.
Ran. Yeah.
Fire his ass, too. Fire the hog.
Really?
Bye-bye.
So rude,
you know,
man.
We need to have a much firmer policy on Phil and Willie as far as their they've got an agenda and their ulterior motives. I don't appreciate the fact that they think it's okay to come on here and take shots at Coach Fulmer's weight.
While he's recovering from COVID, by the way. Real classy.
Yeah.
Real
just
classy,
not nice.
Guys.
Y'all saw where Dondi Plowman's in quarantine.
Well, yeah. Imagine, you know, she meets with Coach Fulmer and all those, but, you know, she has contact with all of them.
Right. I'm surprised Jeremy hadn't made it into quarantine yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
I eat cornbread.
How would he feel?
Why are we here? How the hell did we end up back here, Russ?
So quickly. Like, we do this every 3 years now. It will be what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This will be our 6th head coaching search in 12 years. Every other year, we do this.
Really?
We had one in 08, 09, 2012, 2017, and 2020, so 5.
We went from – we had 2 coaches in, what, 30 – 4, 14, 24.
Wow, this math on math with Bear on the drive is
30,
quickly becoming
carry the one.
I wasn't the moron that didn't
subtract
know
the hypotenuse.
24 was. That was your boy. product of the greater Blount County educational system out there in Maryville, P-Carp. I'm just saying, we had two coaches in 32 years, and since then we've had six. We're going on six, whatever it is.
Andy Staples of The Athletic tells Paul Feinbaum today, quote, "I don't think more turnover is good for Tennessee. You have to give somebody some time to get something going there."
The hell out of our way, Andy.
Well, I mean, I'll agree with
him. You don't want to mix it up with us.
I agree with him. I agree with the premise, and that's what you're getting at, Barrett, which is this is ridiculous that we're in this situation again so quickly. It's absolutely absurd. But that doesn't change the fact that we're in the situation. We're not doing it because we're a bunch of crazy rednecks who just love firing coaches. We're doing it because we keep hiring idiots.
That may be – I should have put it that way. The whole Freeze thing with you guys, it's not that I'm anti-Freeze. Hell yeah, I think you come in here and probably win 9 or 10 games, and everything you guys are saying would probably come true, although you never take the Tennessee factor out of it. But the problem is that I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm going to get all revved up about it.
It's all we've got.
Go wrong.
It's all we've got to cling to, man. It's the same thing as groomers, except
I'm saying.
I know. No. It's more real. It's more real. It's more real than that.
Would take our job.
That's what I'm saying. It's similar from the standpoint of our situation, our current reality is so miserable. The only way to tolerate being a Tennessee fan is to fantasize about another coach who could deliver. And right now, that's Hugh Freeze. And that's so much more pleasant to think about and hopeful to think about than think about Jeremy Pruitt and the train wreck of a football program that he's constructed over there. Who wants to talk about that? Who wants to talk about our quarterback situation? Who wants to talk about the Vanderbilt game? It's miserable. I'd rather talk about the idea of a proven winner with ties to your state coming in, a great redemption story, a guy who threw it all away and was given a second chance, and a program that's been completely lost for over a decade now, and these two forces have come together to feed off of each other and produce something positive, produce something good. That's so much more. I mean, you call me a dreamer. But I'm not the only one, Bear. John Lennon said that.
Yeah.
And he things did. Turned out really well for him.
Yeah, he said all you need is love. But you know what?
I'm saying all we need is Hugh.
If it doesn't rust, if it doesn't hurt the drape of your coat, all you do need is love. But if it doesn't hurt the drape of your jacket, I say drop a 38 snub nose in there.
All we need is Hugh. Ba-ba-da-da-da. All we need is Hugh. Ba-ba-da-da-da. All we need is Hugh.
Hugh.
Freeze is all we need.
Is all we need. The Hugh Freezians. Are you their self-ascribed leader right now, Russell?
No.
Taking up that
staff? There's no leader for this movement, man. It's a movement of the people.
Totally organic.
This show is merely a conduit through which the movement can progress. Quick timeout. The Drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive. Man.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Overreaction Monday presented by The Phone Exchange. Phil is up next. Good afternoon, Phil.
Boys, how you, Barrett? How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, Barrett tried to call me yesterday with that Pearl information, but I refused to answer the phone because I knew what he was going to talk about.
Tennessee football?
No, he's going to talk about Buck Pearl and, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't even talked about that. Bruce Pearl don't worry about hammering us, NCAA. We'll go ahead and self-impose a tournament ban on a year that we probably weren't going to be any good anyway.
Hey, we ought to get Utah on that.
Never changes. He was all wound up about Pruitt.
Well, I mean, all honesty, I don't know why he's still coach here, but we don't really care about football. You can talk about Andy Staples. I think he's a graduate of Florida, and if Florida used the same criteria Tennessee does, I think Florida's fired more football coaches than we have in the last few years.
Oh, man. Everybody wants to tell Tennessee how to fix their mess.
Exactly. Man, do you want to win or don't you?
They went from what? Urban to the Shark Humper to Muschamp to Mullen. Is that?
Phil, you want Freezes, don't you?
I want Freeze. I think anything with Jeremy Pruitt. I think Jeremy Pruitt's a terrible coach. Oh. He might be a good defense coordinator, but he's not a head coach.
And listen, we don't have to feel sorry for him. You leave his wife and kids out of this, but the Pruitt family's going to be just fine. They're going to make $12 million off this thing on the way out the door, and he's going to get to go and get his old job back because Alabama's defense has fallen apart ever since he left, and Saban's going to hire him back, and he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, and then they probably have to have Butch Jones on there, too. It'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and they can have the Fire Tennessee Coaches Club, and they'll kick the crap out of us probably unless we hire Hugh Freeze, so let's just do it, man. Come on.
Well, it's funny, you know, Sunday's Buck Parlin and Monday's Rick Barnes. It's just Tennessee former basketball coaches and current basketball coaches. That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not very cool, Phil. I hope Rick Barnes is okay.
I'm sure he'll be all right. He's a healthy man, I think. But there's no telling what that virus will do to you. Perfectly healthy people that hit, and it's wicked if it hits you in the wrong way.
Yep. I hope folks will be careful this week with Thanksgiving and everything.
I enjoyed the media softball questions today to Coach Pruitt. I think Jimmy Hyman's kind of halfway asking the tough question. I don't understand it now. I mean, everybody, it's time to get the media needs to get strong and get after. They need to do like Jimmy Pruitt, like the media does after Donald Trump.
What do you want?
What are we supposed to ask him on a Monday?
Tell him he's a terrible coach. When is he going to improve?
That's not a – you don't – that's not what those are for. You don't just pillory the man. You ask questions, Phil.
God. Ask questions. Well, he gives them dumb answers. Scum a skull can.
It was interesting today.
Let's go to Trey Wallace of Fox Sports Knoxville. Yes, Coach, you suck. You're a terrible football coach, and I can't wait till you're out of here.
Thank you, Trey, for your time in Knoxville. Good luck in your future.
Do you have a question for me, Trey? You want to talk football?
I really think that he wants to get fired. Because he knows he's going to get bought and paid for. I mean, it's that simple. He's probably miserable right now.
I don't think he wants to get fired. I just think he's
– You don't? Well, that coach like he wants to win then. Because
he doesn't know how to do the job, Phil. He does all he's ever done is stand by more successful head coaches. He's never had to build a program from scratch, and he's incapable of it. He can't do it.
You know, that was a winnable game Saturday night.
Sure.
Yeah, he'll give up an interception for a touchdown and miss two field goals. Hell, yeah. Right there, that's 13 points. The game could have been completely different.
But, I mean, talent-wise, Tennessee and Auburn are very similar.
But let's not act like that was a fluke. That's what happens with this program. That's what happens in Jeremy Pruitt football. You make mistakes. You're poorly coached. You have to use timeouts. You turn the ball over. Your special teams are shoddy.
The end of the first half kind of did it for me.
These are all hallmarks of Jeremy Pruitt football. This is what it is. It's not going to get any better next year. This is who the guy is. We've seen it for over 30 games now. I mean, it's not going to change.
Does Gilmo have the Tennessee record for most pick six touchdowns in his career? Mm, it's got to be.
I don't even know if there's a close second.
Well, I can't think of one. He's only won, what, 12 games as a starting quarterback over 4 years. Isn't that right?
Yeah, his record as a starter at Tennessee is, I mean, it's bad. It's the worst ever.
Well, guys, I saw some good news Saturday. I got to see Catholic play Hamilton Heights, and there's two good players on Catholic's team. Of course, you know who they are, B.J. Edwards and N.J. Tomba. Of course, Hamilton Heights had a 6'11 guy who can jump out of the gym to Capara. He's a top 30 ball player. So,
who won? Who won?
Catholic won.
All right. Well done.
One more thing. What was the score of the West game Friday night?
Damn it, Phil. Yeah. You get out of here. You get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to yell and scream this afternoon. You could. That's what happens when you bring a bunch of half-blind, fat, old Barney Fife TSSAA referees to officiate a high school quarterfinal state playoff game, and they are absolutely on the take. That was a travesty. That was a travesty. What happened up the street the other night? The Sutherland Avenue screw job. It's an outrage.
You guys have the Blount County Association must have.
Did you guys see it? Did you see the play that I'm talking about?
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
The worst officiating call you will ever see. Not hyperbole.
Name me a worse call.
You can't do it.
Oh, that's 2010 Music City.
When they called holding on Cade Mays out in Maryville when he was literally the only kid on the Catholic offensive line that didn't hold on the play. And they called it on my man.
It's a playoff game, man. You ruined an entire season, messed up the championship because of their incompetence. It's an outrage. Stay with us. Hour number three coming up. The Drive.